Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I too join my colleagues in welcoming the high-level delegation led by Madam Excellency and the very comprehensive overview you gave us yesterday of your country's progress. I particularly want to congratulate you in your achievements in education, the way women lead in education in the country, and that girls more complete vocational training than men, your national plans and the scope of them, and the absorption of refugee children that you referred to yesterday. May I begin with the first one, the outperforming of girls to boys. The figures are impressive, but for me that raises a problem as to where the boys are and what they're doing and what this data means, whether it means that education is feminized, thought of as for women, macho, machismo thinking behind it, because that poses a risk to the very girls later on. So could we please have an idea of where the men are in these very impressive data that you give us in your response to the list of questions in paragraph 64? Then we'd also like to know what subjects the girls study. It is not only enough that they're more than the boys, but what actually is it that they study in these courses? From there, I'll go to the issue of STEM, and I have concerns, especially with regard to our last concluding observations about girls' performance in that area. You do talk about, in your state party report, paragraph 151, about the measures that you've put in place and how that infuses into science. But how has this taken or improved the increase of girls in science? What further needs to be done, and will you include temporary special measures? I recall yesterday you spoke in your opening remarks about free choices in terms of girls. But may I respectfully remark that that does not help girls so much to take up science. They have to be encouraged. They have to be guided into science. And so whether you would reconsider this aspect of your educational policy, including not only science, but ICT. And we note also the distance study that you have had for ICT in schools. And has there been an impact study on the results of this initiative? Let me move to sexuality education and note again our previous concluding observations and ask that the content be, as we said the last time, because we are told that it focuses mainly on biology and so on. So how is the dissemination? And have you looked at pornography as oppression within this? Because we hear there's a resort to pornography. Now, violence in schools, we do not have too much issue about information about the causes and how you intend to combat it. I will then go on to the disadvantaged groups. How have the Roma accessed their budget? How have you tackled the barriers they face? And can you provide the statistics as to those who accessed the grants? Also, special education, addressing the low intake of people with special needs, girls with disability, and the rural areas. Let me just wrap up with professorships and ask how, if there, you have adopted laws. We know there's a general law in paragraph 171 of your state party report, laws on provisions for temporary special measures, that's the key, for women in professorships. Finally, let me congratulate you on the COVID interventions in education and how you intend to sustain them and institutionalize them so that anytime the educational procedure is under stress, these learnings can be taken up. I thank you.